Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Yes, this is a podcast. So, if you're hearing my voice thinking you just downloaded the Encanto soundtrack, wow, something went really wrong. On the plus side, you no longer have to listen to Encanto, which is catchy the first 500,000 times. After that, it becomes more of a meaningless drone that pins your attention span somewhere between hypnosis and a slow erosion of your will to live. And there's no better segue to our particular brand of audio entertainment. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 7 years and 2 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
I'm good. I'm good. Mm. I'm a little sad. See in front of me, I do have a dozen eggs.
Sure.
I miss my child, Eggy Baby.
Sure.
And so I thought, you know, my child is a giant egg.
Yeah. Much bigger than these eggs. Much bigger.
Much, much bigger. Much smarter, much handsomer. Much more personality. But I thought, you know, I miss them so much, I just thought to get some regular eggs and just put them in front of me just to remind me of what has been, what has come before.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you're just going to look at these eggs?
Yeah, I think I'll just look at them, maybe cook them tomorrow for breakfast.
Huh.
We'll see. You know, who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't have been my first guess.
Well, these aren't my child.
That is true.
I would never eat my child, but these eggs are just eggs.
No, these are just a stand-in for your child on an emotional level for a short period of time until later when you cook them and eat them.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
I get it. Absolutely. Yeah. Has there been any more word on Eggy Baby? I know we had heard that Bounty Hunter or something had Eggy Baby.
Yes, I did get a message from Bubble Fat, the Bounty Hunter, that he does have my child, and I got a piece of shell in the mail. So,
oh, that can't be good.
Can't be great. So, at some point, Arnie, will you help me track down my child?
Chunt, this is my promise to you. At some point, I will help you track down your egg.
This season?
You know what? I'll even go ahead and say yeah. Yeah,
thank
man,
you.
This
thank
season.
You, buddy. Thank you so much.
And I mean, look, again, we haven't established yet if this is going to be a 50, 100, 200 episode season, but I'm telling you, buddy, this season, before it's done, we're going to track down Eggy Baby, or at least start
the journey.
Start the journey, exactly.
You know, Arnie, I've been so rude. I'm missing my child, so I have all these eggs. Is there anything in your you're over 7 years now here in Foon. Is there anything from Earth that you're missing, that you're craving?
Well, it's complicated now because I have an artifact in my brain that when I'm asleep, I'm on Earth and I'm raising my child, and it's all a little bit like a dream state for me, so I don't have great memories of it. So if I get any pop culture things wrong, it's because of that, not because I'm just getting old. So I don't know. Maybe like Cinemax?
Oh, it's like Maximum Cinnamon? Like really potent flavors of spice?
No, it's like a play, I guess. It's like a theater. It's like a theater stage that has okay plays.
Oh.
But there's something charming about it. It has like not as good a plays as some of the other stages. But late at night, those plays get a little spicy.
Ooh, so there is spice involved. They get a little salacious. Maybe they wear, like, the actors wear some silk stockings or something.
If you're in danger of being overrun by too much cinnamon, I can write an insurance policy for you that will help cover you in case of any damages or mental distress you get from having too much cinnamon.
Isidore, what are you doing? Oh, it's Ricky Dodo. I forgot.
I'm talking directly into your minds right now. This is Usador. Fear not this new guise I have taken, for I am now Richard Jenkins, insurance salesman.
Oh, I thought you were Ricky Dodo. Okay, all right.
So if you're in danger of having too much cinnamon, I'd gladly write a policy for you that would help cover you in case of any...
Richard Jenkins, we're the only people currently at the table. Besides you, you don't need to speak into our minds.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know, speaking of cinnamon, what might be fun, Arnie, is how about I put a tablespoon of cinnamon in your mouth and you swallow it?
Stop trying to put things in my mouth.
It'd just be a fun little challenge.
Why don't you do it to yourself?
Okay.
I can't believe that worked.
Delicious.
Oh, now I'm jealous. Fuck, I missed my opportunity with that cinnamon.
Arnie, it's me, Usador, speaking into your mind again.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Don't you want to introduce your scintillating new co-host, Richard Jenkins, the insurance salesman?
Oh, okay, yes, I do, Usador. Before I introduce Richard Jenkins, like, can you give me just like a short, like, some bullet points on why I should care about Richard Jenkins?
Well, I think he's a fascinating person who's lived a fascinating life. Before he got into selling insurance, he was a professional biathlete. He would fire an arrow and ride on skis all across Foon. What a fantastical creature he was. He's been married 3 times.
Wait a minute. If you fire an arrow while on skis, are you trying to hit yourself further down the slope?
That's right. He was the best at that.
Ooh.
He would fire an arrow and then ski so fast that the arrow would hit him.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sold. Let's not talk in our mind anymore. So, Richard Jenkins, excited to have you as a new, probably temporary co-host on Hello from the Magic Tavern. How you doing?
Thank you so much for making me the new permanent co-host of Hello from the Magic Tavern. I'm very excited to be here, and as you may know, I sell insurance policies of all kinds, any kind of danger you may encounter.
Hold on, Richard.
Yeah.
This is all riveting.
Thank you.
But, Arnie, do you smell that? I don't know if it's just because I swallowed like a pound of cinnamon or if it's in the air, but something smells delicious. I don't know if it is cinnamon rolls or what's happening, but do you get that smell in the air? What is that? It's like wafting in.
It does smell good.
Oh, I think our guest might be here. Philby, wow, come up here. You got to climb up this little ladder to get to these chairs.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm up here now.
What the fuck? This is the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
Hi, everybody. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. What a nice time.
Thanks for joining us today, Philby. It's really exciting to have you here.
Oh, my pleasure. Y'all are so fun. Yes, that's right. I say y'all.
My goddesses, Arnie, this is the cutest creature we've ever had.
Might be. Philby, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Philby, and I love baking of all kinds and of all sorts. And I've brought today what you might have been smelling before, some carrot cake muffins.
Oh.
For each of you to try. Even you, Richard Jenkins.
I'd love to try one of your muffins, but I have a strong allergy to carrots, so I'm afraid I won't be able to partake today.
And you don't have an insurance policy on your own allergies?
I do, but I don't want to pay out my own insurance policy if I don't have to. I sort of get in trouble with my boss if I do that, so I don't want to.
But surely you have an EpiPen on you.
I do have an epic pen. It writes the greatest epic poems of all times. It's a magic pen, but I don't use it either because I'm afraid that if I use it, it'll write a poem so amazing that no one will ever be able to write a better poem. And then I would get sued by all of the authors in Foon.
Oh, my.
Who would sue me for damages against their livelihoods. So,
wow, so many details. That's how you know it's a truth. Thank you, yeah. Richard Jenkins.
Wow, quite a few details. Wow.
Richard Jenkins, I got to say, I just feel like you're someone that's a little stuck in your life and you're just waiting for something random to come into your life and teach you a little bit about how life is for living.
No, you see, I've had an adventurous life in the past, and it was too dangerous. So now I'm just an insurance salesman. I'm trying to really buckle down.
What did you do, Richard? What did you do in your past life?
Well, I was a biathlete. I was the greatest biathlete in all of Foon. I've been married 3 times.
Quite an adventure. The adventure of divorce.
The adventure. Well, they all died. But
oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's my bad.
No,
wow.
No, that's okay.
Oh, I feel
Don't
terrible.
Don't worry about it. No, they died trying to kill me, so...
Oh,
okay, I feel complicated about it.
They all
now.
Found out about each other, so...
Still sorry that happened to you.
It's complicated. And Richard, this is fascinating. We will follow up more on this.
Okay.
But I am sorry, this is the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
I know! Why the fuck are we talking to Richard Jenkins?
Philby, are you... I myself, my name is Chunt. I am currently a badger, but I am a shapeshifter. I have to ask, are you some sort of tiny bear?
I'm a little bear boy. What can I say? This is the form I have and the form that I love. You have to love yourself and your own body.
That's true.
And just for legalese, mm-hmm. It's B-E-A-R.
That's right, B-E-A-R.
We do have to legally say that.
And just to be clear, because I'm from another world.
No, it's important to be clear.
That is how it's spelled in Foon, right? I'm just making sure it's not like an opposite-y spelling-ies in Foon.
Yes, Crom.
Opposite-sies?
Crom the Barbarian loves B-E-A-Rs.
It's not opposite day, I promise you.
Philby, have you ever considered taking out an insurance policy, specifically a cuteness insurance policy, for situations just like this, where two, for lack of a better word, imbeciles decide you're super cute, and then they try to pinch your cheeks, and they try to tousle your little hair, and then potentially you're hurt, you know, then like, how do you...
Imbeciles? Morons was right there.
Wow.
How do you continue to make a living? I mean, I assume you're gainfully employed at the moment.
Well, I have a new business I'm trying to start, but no, I didn't consider a cuteness insurance policy. I didn't know such a specific policy existed, but I am interested.
Great. I'll write it up for you right now while you talk to these morons.
Wonderful.
Philby, how tall are we talking? Would we say 3 inches, 4 inches?
Oh, you got to give me a little more credit than that, Chunt. I'm 2.5 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. I think what it is that the eyes to body ratio is so off. Your eyes are enormous. They're saucers.
It's a common mistake. When I write down my details for dating situations, I do get a little generous with the inches.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Sure. Yeah. What dating services are you currently using?
Well, it's mostly just sort of a, you know, how do I say? A peer-to-peer network within the forest. And by peers, I mean everyone in the forest is a peer of one another. And we all just kind of tell each other and write down each other's details and pass it on to each other in between the trees.
So you kind of write down what you're looking for, hand it to like a bird or something or any
Absolutely.
Animal, and they just kind of pass it around.
Yeah, and it's kind of honor system. There's really no accountability whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I once turned into a grizzly, and I used Bear Bottom.
Oh.
And I thought that was a fantastic dating app.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, it was basically like within the forest, within any sort of forest system, what you do is you basically, you find some honey, and you smear the honey on a tree, and then other bears will kind of rub up against it to scratch their butts. And when they do that, the tree will let you know that they're there, and then you can come up and kind of make small talk. And if you hit it off, you can kind of see where things go.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I don't know why I haven't heard of that. What do we call it?
Bear Bottom?
It is one of the most charming apps.
Bear Bottom.
Philby, what are you, because we get a lot of travelers here in this tavern, and we have a lot of guests we interview. What are you looking for in a partner?
Oh, you know, thank you so much for saying that. Well, I've been reading a lot about attachment theory recently. Oh. I'm looking for someone with a secure attachment because I've done enough of the anxious and avoidant attachment in the past. And I tell you what, I've been burned a lot.
Oh, Philby, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I met my second wife through Bumblebee. She got stung.
Did she have bee insurance? I think we all want to know.
That's I came up to her afterwards and I said, it looks like you got stung by a bee. We can make this policy retroactive. It's not illegal.
Oh, a plan B?
Sounds illegal.
It's not actually. You have up to 60 days to get bumblebee insurance after you've been stung to help cover your medical costs and cover your cost of living. If you're not gainfully employed during the time you've been stung by a bee.
Wonderful.
Arnie, how do you think it's going with Richard Jenkins?
User, what the fuck is the deal with Richard Jenkins?
Isn't he exciting and a thrill a minute?
No. What? Here's the thing. He's the worst combination, Usador. He is really boring and yet just charismatic enough to draw you into caring about his boring details.
Arnie, you're talking out loud to no one. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Sorry. I'm just... It's an old Earth expression from the world that I'm from. You know?
Everything you just said is a one Earth expression?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need mental health insurance? If you're hearing voices and talking to people, maybe you need some insurance to help you with your medical bills?
Possibly. We could look into that later, but I guess I'm interested in learning a little bit more about Philby.
I got a lot of details to offer.
While we're getting some details, do you mind if I try this carrot cake cupcake?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it is a muffin, and that is different
muffin.
From a cupcake.
I'm
yes.
sorry. It looks exactly like a cupcake.
A common mistake. Don't even worry about it. I mean, really, the only difference is frosting.
Oh, wait. They're muffins?
Yes, they are muffins.
Oh, I'm allergic to carrot cake, not carrot muffins. I can have one.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's a lot of the same ingredients, but no, I'll take your word for it. Okay.
This is embarrassing. Arnie.
Yeah?
There's a bear claw in my muffin. This is so embarrassing. Should I say something? Philby, I found... Did you lose this? I found a little bear claw.
Oh, look at that. I've been looking for that everywhere. Yes,
now, this should
you.
Go with donuts, not with muffins, right?
That is true,
this
yes.
is a pastry. This is a pastry.
It is.
Muffins are not... Muffins are not necessarily pastry.
I believe muffins are pastries, technically.
Okay, I... Whew, okay.
Not
I
to get cross about it, but I'm pretty convinced.
He's so cute. He's so
Sean,
cute.
You're coming at this bear pretty hard trying to explain pastries to him.
I'm all riled up, but he's fucking cute.
This, I know we got distracted by the bear claw, but this is delicious. This is one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. And
thank you so much, Richard Jenkins.
And I ate at the High Court in Northeastia after I won the 23...
Usador, less details, less. I've had one before.
You've
I've had
got
one before.
I was trying to fill in and explain how I'd eaten in Northeastia with the king and queen themselves, but I'll be quiet now.
Yeah, I've had one of these before.
Oh, nice.
Terrific. Then you know what it's like.
So good. But this is the best one.
Great.
Philby, what's the name of your bakery? And is it somewhere here close by in Nibblebottom?
Yes, it's called Philby's Bakery.
Hmm.
Now, it is my first draft, but I do think it's my best one. I think it says everything you need to know. Philby, that's me. Bakery, that's what it is. What more can I say?
To the point. I like it. Straightforward.
I thought about making a sort of pun, like Philby Baking, but my name's not Phil, so that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. And there's no bees.
Like women bee shopping.
Philby Baking.
Right.
I'm just an insurance salesman who's been married to three women at the same time who all killed each other, but...
I was at the same time. That's interesting.
Yeah, they found out about each other. That's why they ended up... it's a long story. Anyway, it's not very interesting. I'd rather talk about insurance. But, you know, you could do some sort of pun name for your bakery. I love Philby's Bakery, personally, but if you do consider it a first draft, you could, as we just mentioned, call it Bear Claws. And I think that would be adorable.
Wow.
Hmm.
Now, I think people might get confused about that, though, because I make more than bear claws. And to tell you the truth, I'm not that good at bear claws myself. I think my bear claws are okay at best.
He's so humble. Arnie, he's so cute and so humble.
Yeah.
But I want to get better. I'm really trying.
Oh, and look, he has kind of like
flour all over his cheeks.
I know.
And a little apron. He's got a little apron.
He's been so hard at work.
Oh.
But he said, muffins or pastries.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably not sanitary for him to be wearing that apron out of his bakery and just walking around town with it. But still, it's adorable.
Well, it's sort of a uniform for me. It's how you need to know, like, you know, if there's a sort of law enforcement officer in the midst, you want them to dress up as such. If there's a baker in your midst, you want to know that they're there.
I think that's true.
Smart, smart.
Well, if you ask someone if they're a baker, they have to tell you.
Speaking of, you have to tell us, every time we have a bear on the show, we do have to ask, do you have two parents who are at the bookends of hot and cold?
Wow. Now, this is sort of a sensitive subject for me.
Hmm.
Because they're no longer together. Thankfully,
no.
Under less dramatic circumstances than Richard Jenkins's ex-spouses.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The reason they did divorce is because they could never agree on the temperature of their food. Mm. And it's very sad for me.
I guess it's like a common bear problem where it's just like, this is too hot, this is too cold, this is too hard, this is too soft. And I know the product of that, as you know, a child, the offspring of these bears, I know it can be a pretty big bummer.
Well, every subculture has their own generational trauma, and that's mine. It's temperatures of food.
Arnie, I've never seen somebody say generational trauma with a smile.
Yeah.
He's so cute. He's
well, I'm
so
working
cute.
Through it, and I'm optimistic that I'll be able to conquer it one day.
It's funny. He seems like he's probably smarter than any of us, and yet he's so adorable, I keep being compelled to treat him like a child.
I know, but clearly he's very articulate and well-read and could run circles around us philosophically. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll enjoy these muffins, and we'll be right back with more Philby.
Last year, Law & Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law & Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
Yeah, John. So my second wife was an angel, and we had a son about, I don't know, 300,000 years ago, and my son became the sky.
That's I love that for you. I love that for you.
Wow.
Usador, less details. It's clear you're bullshitting.
What? I'm just trying to fill in the rich life of Richard Jenkins.
Philby, that muffin was, I don't want to be hyperbolic, the best fucking thing I've ever eaten.
Wow, thank you so much. There was a little bit of ginger in there, so maybe that was the special sauce, if you will.
Yeah, Chun, have you ever had ginger before?
This guy thinks ginger's a sauce? Now I know I'm right about the pastries.
Oh, I was just using a colloquialism. Huh? Again, need to be cross.
Chun, to be careful. Small bears have big ears.
Okay. No, you're right. No, of course, you're right. Now, this was, again, the best thing I've ever eaten. Do you have a specialty at Philby's Bakery?
I tell you what, I make a mean apricot cheesecake. That's one of my favorite things to make.
Okay. Arnie, can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm right next to you. You can't talk into my mind. But yeah, I'll just get closer.
What? It's pronounced apricot.
Okay.
Apricot? What is it? Is it in the simian family? Apricot?
Look, you're adorable too, okay? You're not as adorable as Philby, but that's okay.
Hey, no, who is?
You got a lot to offer. You don't need to find ways to be better than Philby. None of the three of us are better than Philby, okay?
I know that. I think I'm getting so riled up because I'm in love with him.
Oh, Chunt.
Does that make sense?
So you can sign right here and sign right here, Philby. And then initial here.
Might as well. Here I go.
Okay, sign right
here. Philby, don't just sign this stuff.
But okay. I've almost finished making the B in the name Philby. I was so close.
We can get back to this later. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
So Philby.
Arnie, I almost had a sale.
You just yelled in my mind. Sorry. I had a small seizure there for a second. Philby, you mentioned before...
Do you need seizure insurance?
No, I don't, Richard. Okay. I don't need it.
Sorry, go back to interviewing Philby. That's what I'm here for, to be the new co-host and help out and not interfere.
I'm down for whatever. If you want to give your attention to anyone else, I'm fine with that.
Oh,
no, Richard
so
Jenkins
sweet.
Is just a visitor. He shouldn't be taking up this much space.
Yeah.
I think I'm the permanent new host.
Philby, you mentioned before that you are sort of looking for a relationship or just sort of trying to find a better relationship for yourself.
Oh, sure. I've been burned in the past many times.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, if you were to write a note of what you're looking for and to pass it around this tavern, what would be some of the things you're looking for?
Well, secure attachment is very important to me. Mm-hmm. Someone with a lot of integrity and character. Someone who's very hot, and also someone who understands my needs and supports me, and I can support them in return.
Yeah. Chunt, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm
yeah,
not
just
hot.
All the way down. I'm so sorry, buddy. I tried.
And by the way, it's actually sort of an overflow of my traumatic experiences that I specify I'm looking for someone hot.
Sure.
Because unfortunately... my father was not. So I'm trying not to make the same mistakes my father did.
Wow, that's...
Again, temperature difference. It's a very complicated trauma within our community.
Sure.
Something that other creatures can't even begin to understand.
So you're saying your father was hot and your mother was cold?
Exactly. Oh, and the hot and cold differences go on from there. Food temperatures, attractiveness levels, even volume and tone. He would run a little hot, she would run a little cold. Affectionate-wise, it just goes on and on. Need I say more?
And out of all of that, Philby, you ended up, it seems, just right.
And that's what makes you such a great baker, is that you understand the correct balance of temperatures. It's very impressive. You should still have fire insurance on that bakery, though.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll get some of that, too. Whatever insurance you tell me to get, I'm going to get it.
I'm just going to write up 10 or 12 policies right now while they continue interviewing.
Wonderful. Oh, add a dozen more if you like.
I think, Philby, if I may, I think I can finally put my thumb on why I've been a little short with you at times.
Why
I think
is that?
It's because you're just so excruciatingly cute, but you have the saddest eyes. And I think that dichotomy has really messed with my brain somehow.
I understand that. It may always look like I'm on the verge of tears.
Yeah.
I think... what I'm trying to project into the world, with baking, with sharing baked goods, sweets and treats, pastries like carrot cake muffins, which is a pastry.
You get
but
it.
The world is, I just am looking to spread a little kindness.
I love that. That's so sweet.
Exactly. Oh, you're catching on. It's very sweet.
I just realized I'm going to go get some drinks for everyone at the bar. Maybe I'll let you two catch up, just sort of chat, get to know each other a little bit. If that's all right.
Fine by me.
Should I stay here?
No, Richard Jenkins. Come on, you're coming with me.
I'll go with Arnie.
Wow, just the two of us now, Chunt.
Yes, call,
what would
please.
You like to talk about?
Please, call me Unchunte. Kiss my little hand. I'll kiss it myself.
Oh, I don't get it, but I am still charmed nonetheless.
Perfect. You're pulling it, Chunt. Let's talk about your last relationship. Now,
Oh, goodness. How much time do you have? I'm just kidding around.
Well, we have about 30 more minutes.
Oh, okay, great. I can probably do it in that time.
Can I ask, what was the sort of inciting incident for your eventual breakup with your last partner?
Well, you're not going to believe this. She wanted her porridge a certain way. And I didn't. And as much as I didn't want to be like my father, I am my father's son.
I know the type, blonde hair.
She actually was blonde haired, yes.
Human.
She was a human.
Mm-hmm. Searching for a place to rest her head.
Absolutely, and I thought I could provide it for her, but It turns out at the end of the day, I couldn't. And I was also very disgusted by a woman who would want cold porridge.
And it's gross, right?
That's gross. Nasty to me. Absolutely Nasty.
Philby, it's just so cool to see just like a bear who like cares, who like gives a shit, you know? Because I feel like a lot of bears just don't care. That's why I don't know. I'm not trying to talk bad about your species, but there's a lot of maulings and there's a lot of like picnic baskets that get eaten up and stuff.
Oh, of course, there's a few bad actors in the community that give all of us a bad name. And whenever anyone's talking in this, you know, in the land of Foon about it, of course, it's the same suspects over and over again.
Yes.
He did this, he mauled her, etc., etc. And that's why I do feel a lot of pressure to represent bears well. Not only am I not going to maul you, I'll bake something for you.
Aw, that's fantastic.
The opposite of mauling.
Oh, hey, guys, don't mind me. I still got to get the drinks. There's some snacks here, some berries, if anybody wants some. And, Chun, I know you love cold porridge, so here's some cold porridge for you. I'll be right back. I'm going right back to the bar.
This is just a joke we have.
Excuse me, Chunt. But
yeah?
What is that?
Oh, this is cold porridge. It's a joke. It's a joke we have. But since it's in front of me, I will eat it as a joke.
As a joke?
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you want some as a joke?
No, thank you.
Okay. Wow, you turned pretty ice cold. I got a chill. There's a chill in the room.
Yes, there is.
My spoon is gathering frost. Philby, are you magical?
Well, I didn't want it to come out this way, but how do you think I bake what I bake? Do you think I put in some magical sort of square that I control the temperature of with a knob or something?
No, of course. I've just assumed like sugar, butter, flour.
That's what I thought. I thought the magical box thing.
Well, those are the ingredients, of course, Chunt, but How do I control the temperature? I blow on it with my magical breath, which sometimes is hot and sometimes it's cold.
Horrified and horny at the same time.
And I do that for about 12 to 30 minutes. Just blowing constantly until it's done. It takes a long time, and I am quite winded afterwards.
Wowie, wowie, wow, 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 wow.
God damn it, Richard. I wish we were at the table right now.
Well, there's probably not much going on over there. What kind of life term insurance do you have?
I don't know. Probably rolled over whatever I had on Earth.
Now, Philby, I will say, I know I don't look it. I'm not wearing a chef's hat. I'm not wearing an apron. I don't have little poofs of flour all over my butt and a handprint or paw print. But I once had my own restaurant called Choo Choo's Chow, so I'm a bit of a gourmand myself.
Wow. Did you make any hot dishes, or was it just that cold shit you were eating before?
Okay, now I'm thinking about it. It was a lot of cold porridge. We did make fox face, which is best served cold.
Interesting. Oh, okay. Well, Chunt?
Yeah?
I think we're realizing there's going to be a ceiling of the level of connection we can have now.
Oh.
And that's A-okay, but it's just good to know that now than later.
Okay, well, what if I put these, let me just get this out of my bag. What if I put these beakers in between us in this Bunsen burner and these potions in the vials? Now do we have a little bit of chemistry between us?
Well, you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer.
Yes.
Listen, Chunt, a lot of the problem with my last partner was her complete inability to change, her inflexibility. But if you're someone who can warm to the idea of a hotter temperature, I think we may have something on our hands here.
If baking is the opposite of mauling, I'm the opposite of inflexibility. I'm literally a shapeshifter.
Oh, wonderful. Even better.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's always what I'm looking for, too, and what I should have said for a potential partner. Secure attachment, very hot, and someone who's very flexible.
Hey guys, I'm back with our drinks. I hope things are going well. I do see this chemistry set, so I assume Chun has started to move into visual wordplay. Not always the best sign, but you're both smiling, so that seems good. Here's some ale for you, Philby.
Oh, thank you so much.
Here's some bear piss for you, Chun.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wait a minute. What? I didn't know they served that here. What is going on?
It's just a joke. But I'll drink it as a joke.
What? Do you understand how they extract the bear piss?
From the bear's genitals?
Yes, from the bear's genitals. Do you know why they have to do that?
Because the bears drink too much?
Because the bears drink too much. Do you know why they drink too much?
They're thirsty?
Because other creatures force them to drink. They get sold into system of forced labor in which they drink too much and then they piss into those little mugs. And then just enjoy it for your own pleasure. How do you think that makes me feel, Chuck?
You must be able to. I had no idea. Bear piss is basically liquid foie gras. I did not know. I did not know.
There is no ethical consumption of bear piss in this land. I'll tell you that much.
I'm so sorry, Philby. I had no idea. I just thought it was gross as hell. I didn't know that there was more to it.
Arnie, what's the opposite of a wingman? Because that's what you are.
I was drinking this appletini as a joke, too. Are the apples okay?
Apples are fine. There's no ethical weirdness with that.
Okay,
you're totally in the clear.
This is just a joke. I'm just drinking this apple.
Yeah, no, but that's good. If you like appletinis, then I think that's great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. You know what? It's not a joke. I love them.
Tail lady?
Hey, love what you love. Am I right, Richard Jenkins?
Thank you so much.
You love insurance, and you love appletinis. No reason to be ashamed of it.
Thank you.
Chun, why don't we go to the bar and get some different drinks for everybody and let Richard Jenkins and Philby get to know each other a little bit?
Oh, boy, speaking of chemistry, I can't wait to have some with Richard Jenkins.
Damn it. Yeah, my shot's fucked. Let's go.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Ruined it. Come on, let's go, buddy.
So, Richard Jenkins, what else do you like besides appletinis and insurance policies?
Well, I do enjoy painting. I've been recently into oil painting. I find that I can express myself artistically that way. And
lovely.
I assume you express yourself artistically through your baking.
I like to sometimes. Sometimes I make fun little creative designs with the frosting. What do you like to paint, Richard Jenkins?
Mostly landscapes at night. So it's a lot of dark blues and blacks. It's pretty. So maybe some sprinkling of stars.
You hear this shit? Oil painting? I'll be painting you a giant fuck you on your wall tonight, Usador. Richard.
John, are you doing okay, buddy?
No,
what's going on?
I'm sorry. I'm fine. He's just so cute.
He's very cute.
So do you mostly do pastries, or do you also do, like, wedding cakes and things like that?
I did recently cater a wedding. That's true.
Oh, that's exciting.
I made pies, cakes, brownie bars of all kinds.
Oh, that's wonderful. My third wedding, we decided not to have it catered because I married a harpy. And that she just wanted us to eat live lambs, so we just kind of descended on an island and kind of devoured all the lambs that were on the island.
Oh my, that's not ethical at all.
No, it was awful. It was one of the reasons it wasn't going to work out. But
that's just me.
Have you ever been in a long-term relationship? I know you mentioned you'd been in relationships, but have they been? You know, have you ever been married?
I was married briefly for 3 months. It didn't work out.
So sorry to hear that.
Again, because of the temperature thing. And again, like my last partner as well, that was true of her. It's unfortunately a toxic trait on my part that I keep getting attracted to that which I fundamentally don't believe in as a value and virtue.
Sure.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I just see these women and they look so cold. And I'm like, I can warm them up. I can bring the heat. And yet, things end up turning out as they usually do.
Quick, Arnie, I need to shapeshift into a cold woman.
Is that really what you need to do? I don't know, Chunt. I mean,
I think so, right?
I'm just starting to get the sense that neither you or Richard Jenkins are really right for Philby.
Well, you haven't had your shot, which speaking... Richard? sorry to bother you. Your your third wife seems to still be alive and is at the bar asking about you. You better go check on her. Arnie, why don't you sit here Richard and I will go to the bar.
Excuse me. I have to go talk to the ghost of a harpy.
Oh, my.
Hi, Philby. Why don't we take a really quick break in which we'll be deathly silent and just sit here. And then I'd love to chat and get to know you a little bit better.
Wow, I really didn't expect to be romanced by so many people while plugging my bake shop, but whatever.
Taking an ad break during a date? Arnie, you are one of a kind.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So, Philby, you just seem really delightful. But I have to say up front, I'm not really emotionally available. I'm really not in a place where I'm dating right now. That doesn't mean we still can't be friends.
Oh, we could be best friends if you wanted to. I'm open for whatever.
Whoa, slow down. Best friends?
Well, I don't know. You never know when you meet someone if they're going to be a best friend, a close friend, an acquaintance. But everything's on the table, right?
I don't know about everything. I feel like we could be, we see each other in the tavern two or three times a year, and we're always, like, genuinely excited to see each other, but then we don't really communicate in the time in between.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good to me. Again, another one of my toxic traits is I'm an absolute pushover.
Me too, buddy. We got so much in common.
Hey, two pushovers in a pod here, am I right?
I know.
On a pod.
Are my ears burning? Did I hear somebody say apple turnovers?
No, you didn't.
Did you just say turnovers?
No, I said pushover. I didn't say turnover. Don't think I haven't forgot what you did.
Oh, boy, I really wish Chunt wouldn't come back to the table, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
He's trying to relate to me using pastries and turnovers, speaking my language, as it were, but it's not going to work. No, no, no.
Wow. I could not imagine a crueler fate.
To be rejected by a 2'5" bear?
Hey, Chun, come and sit down with me and my new best friend, Philby.
Best friend, motherfucker!
Is it an acquaintance? Is it a best friend? I'm starting to get a little confused here. Maybe we should define the relationship.
Should I come over there, too?
No. No!
No! Sorry, I was a little late on the draw there. I just want to be agreeable.
Philby, how is your bakery doing?
Well, there's a reason I'm on this podcast to plug it, because it's not doing well.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, why do you think it's not doing as well as it could?
Well, I haven't started charging people money
That'd do
for
it.
The pastries, so I'm losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why haven't I started charging money? Well, I guess I just feel bad about it.
That's heartbreaking. You don't... I know... Listen, Philby, I know there's no real connection here between us in terms of romance or anything in that regard, but don't you see that you don't value your own time and talents? Your effort, your sweat, your bear claws are worth something. Until you start to charge for your food, you're never going to find love.
Well, like I said, I'm a big pushover, and part of being a pushover is not valuing yourself properly. It's bending to the whims and wills of whoever you're with at any given moment. So, yes, you're right, Chunt. I don't value myself, my time, my skill, my trade. Maybe like I should. But that's okay if other people are happy. I don't need to be happy.
Oh, there's a little rain cloud over his head that appeared.
Oh.
What a cute little rain cloud. Even the rain is cute. Cute rain.
If others are happy, it doesn't matter if Philby is happy. It's really okay.
Philby, can I ask?
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a baker reminds me of a story from my world. Is there a small good thing we can do to make you happy? Like, maybe we can't fix all your problems, Philby, but is there some small thing that would make you a little happier? Maybe just ask for something that you want, and we'll do our best to get it for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I've never quite thought about it before, but maybe a huge monetary investment in my business would be a small thing that would make me happy.
Oh, shit.
What am I going to do with all this money?
Richard, we do. We were joking earlier; it was a joke. Come over here, you dumb. It is opposite
What's
day.
That?
It is opposite day, and don't give Philby all your money.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was opposite day. I hate apple teenies.
Oh,
and you are allergic to carrots.
Oh no.
Oh, so you don't want me? I'm sorry, you guys. I hate opposite day. It's so confusing because which parts are opposite?
No,
wait,
so you're saying you love opposite day?
He loves opposite day.
No, wait.
Wow.
See, even that. I love opposite day.
He loves
I would not like to invest in your business, Philby, because you're one of the... everything we've tasted so far has been delicious, and I just want more and more of it.
Yeah, and Philby, you gave us... you gave out free samples like it was free school lunch. We should give you something in return. Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you saying we shouldn't give him something because it's still opposite day?
I don't...
Fuck, why did we do this on opposite day?
Maybe we should call an opposite day moratorium just for the next 10 or so minutes.
Yeah, can we be in a cone of non-opposite day?
Non-opposite cone agreed upon.
Great.
Agreed.
Yes, I think.
Right? Or should we not agree on it so we can be in it?
Here, let's test it out. I love apple teenies. Yep, we're all good.
Okay. Phew.
I drank bear piss. Yeah, I really did. And I'm very sorry about that. Philby, how much are we talking? Let's talk turkey. How much money do you need to get off the ground?
Well, for the next 5 years, I guess I'm looking for, I don't know, $8,000?
Here's a bag of 20,000 gold, so you can use the other 12,000 gold.
Wow!
The difference there, if you need to buy a little bear house.
Wow, yes, the market right now is really bad, so this will go a long way.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Arnie, Richard, meet me under the table. Did you see when he handed Philby that bag of 20,000 gold? He put it in a bigger bag that said, money from suckers? I think this motherfucker just played us.
You know I don't read bags.
You know what? I'm going to confront him. Let's get back up on the table.
All right.
Hold on. Everyone shut up. He's singing his cute little bear song.
I'm a sincere guy, and I'm very cute, very little. I bake, and I never lie. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you guys done?
I've lost all my muster.
He did sing that song right in the nun.
I know. You know what?
Did you see the little dance I was doing to go along with it?
Yes, it could not have been cuter.
I've been working on it for months.
I mean, the way the little bits of glitter came off of your little tiny bear paws was maybe the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Thank you. Wow.
And I was married to an angel.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe instead of a bow tie, he just has a Long John donut on his neck.
It's adorable. Chunt, is it so bad if we're just suckers? If we just let Richard Jenkins give a bunch of money?
Trustworthy guy, and I never would lie, and la 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 la. You can always trust Philby.
To be fair, we already gave him the money. There's nothing to do about it.
Yeah. And it wasn't my money. It was Richard Jenkins' money. And he doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it wasn't my money. It was Richard Jenkins' money.
But, user, where did that money come from?
It's from wherever I created Richard Jenkins from.
So we're all in agreement. We let this little motherfucker slide.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. If he stays in town and keeps running his bakery, we get to enjoy those tasty treats.
Philby is not nice.
Wait, I think his song has clues.
Philby is not nice. Philby is lying. They'll never catch on because I'm so cute. Philby is a con man going from town to con all the creatures in the town. Yes,
all
Philby
right.
always lies.
All right, the jig is up.
What?
I grab you by your long john and shake you.
Oh, no. Oh.
Philby, you're the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
But you clearly did swindle us. Give us back our money, and nobody has to get hurt.
Okay, here you go. Here's all of it, every last cent.
Oh, he's crying.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I just didn't know what to do. It's been really hard lately.
Oh, no, and his tears are, because his eyes are saucer-sized, his tears are so large that they loop to loop around his eyeball before falling down. Oh, no. And they make a little noise.
Philby messed up real bad.
No. Philby, Chun messed up. Chun messed up big time. Chun's an idiot. Chun, I've become your dad. I'm not... Hey, listen, I didn't mean to be cold. Let me be warm. Take that money.
Warm?
Yeah, let me be warm. Take this money.
Okay.
And here's 20,000 gold more. Oh, fuck.
Oh, even 20,000 more would make me feel a lot warmer, too.
Chun, where did you get that money?
Don't worry, it's not mine, it's Usador's.
Where's all this money coming from?
Wow, you guys are secretly very wealthy.
I guess so.
Yeah, the wealthiest people don't dress it, so.
So a cool 60K would make this all go away?
I believe so. That'd be very, very warm of you.
Okay.
Okay, so that 60K plus the 40K he already has.
Don't make me do math.
Is a nice round 100,000 gold coin.
That's right. That's what I'm looking for.
And he has for 8 grand. Ah.
Okay, I mean, but with that much money, you got a franchise.
I think so. I think Philby's Bakery or Bear Claws or whatever it is that we're going to call it is going to do
Wait
very
a minute.
Well.
Philby's Bakery, Bear Claw, or whatever, do you even have a bakery?
Yeah. Here you go. Here's my card that the bakery name is on. Right there, in ink that's not wet.
This is a piece of paper that says bread on it, and the ink is dripping.
Let me see that.
Well, you know, bread is a kind of, it's a baked good. That's kind of a bakery in and of itself. We all contain multitudes, right? I think the opposite cone isn't working anymore. That's why all this is happening. The opposite cone must have been lifted when we didn't know it.
Richard, you need to be Usador and get inside his head and yell at him to make him fearful to give back the money.
I should yell at Philby inside of his head?
As Usador. Usador is loud and scary. Richard Jenkins is even-tempered and just goes on and on.
Philby, this is a ghost of a great wizard appearing in your mind. Only you can hear me right now. Okay. Know this, that if you continue with your bamboozling and con artistry, I shall hunt you down to the ends of Foon. Here, I recommend that you give back at least half of that money and then open a bakery as you have promised.
Oh, that seems fair. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Whatever. I don't care. Yeah, whatever gets you guys off my back. Sure, cool.
A round of bear piss for everyone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not talk about lopsided financial arrangements just yet. Save the Patreon stuff for later. Richard Jenkins was played by Usador the Blue, who was played by Matt Young. Does his vocal prowess ever end? Spoiler, it does. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. For those of you wondering if marriage might dull the blade of Adol's razor wit, I think you have your answer. Philby, the adorable little baker bear, was played by special guest Kevin Porter. Check out Kevin's wonderfully funny podcast, Good Christian Fun. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, a literal pariah in the podcast universe. And we couldn't do it without the support of Patreon members like James Ritchie, Wessie, Danny Janny, Dr. Matt, nothing more reassuring than a doctor who won't provide their last name, J. Sky O.C., Amanda McGregor, Allison M., Fanamir, forever the second choice of his father, Denna Floor, Georgia Heart Emoji, KT from Queensland, Azalea, Gemma Nicole, Benjamin, Jay Kelly, Lizzie, Mike Vosta, and Pringle Fitzgerald, the most ticklish billionaire novelist of all. Besides helping the show get made, the merits of which we can debate at a later time, Patreon supporters get two brand new bonus episodes every month, access to ad-free versions of all the main feed episodes, and now almost all the former Stitcher spin-off series are on Patreon as well. We also just added all 7 episodes of Hey Tavern Tavern, an advice show hosted by Chunt, Momo the Mouse, and Hornelius the Fintor. They're played by Adel, Aaron Keith, and John Patrick Cohen from Hey Riddle Riddle. To learn more about supporting the show and getting your ears all up in that extra content, head over to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adel Rafai, listed in order of how much they're actively trying to sabotage the show. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.